Hello and welcome to the programme which looks at the Holy Land. I am Paul Calvert. Psalm 80 verse 7 from the New King James Bible says this: Restore us, O God of hosts, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved.
I'm with author and broadcaster Christine Darg. Now, Christine, you've written a new book. What's it called and what's it all about?
Well, it's so amazing. I think this book, Paul, is very timely for what's going on in Israel, because the name of it is, Lord, Will You Restore the Kingdom to Israel? And it's based upon the question that the disciples asked Jesus after he was resurrected. They saw that he was alive and fully restored, glorified. And so naturally their question was, Lord, are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel? Are you going to bring in the Davidic kingdom? And that's what they asked him in Acts 1:6. And of course, he surprised them by saying, no, I'm not going to do it at this time. First, you have to preach the gospel around the world. But Paul, I believe that if we ask the Lord now, are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel now? His answer is yes, because we're at the end, I believe, of the church age, and we're getting ready to see Israel redeemed, Israel saved, and the gospel baton given back to Israel. And we're going to see the second coming of Jesus, and Jesus sitting upon the ancestral throne of his father David. So I believe finally the question of the disciples is being answered in our day.
We are living in very dangerous times. Does it feel like there's an urgency to this book?
Yes. You know, this year, Israel has been involved in a great spiritual battle ever since the atrocities of October the 7th. And my husband and I have also been caught up in a spiritual battle because satanic forces tried to take his life and tried to bring disaster to our ministry. But by the grace of God, he has survived incredible complications. And we saw a doctor just last week who said that he's made more progress in recovery in 2 months since all of this happened, bleeding on the brain, head injury, than some people his age would have done in 1 year, even if they survived. They said it's a miracle he survived. So we've been involved in spiritual warfare, praying for the Middle East and in our own lives. And people have been telling me that this book is absolutely so timely. And I'm very happy to be able to talk to you about it today, because it is available on Amazon, both as an ebook and also as a printed copy. And so it's very important to understand the times that we're living in. Now is the time to understand what's going on and why Israel is on the front line and why so many of us are going through spiritual battles.
Now, Micah 5 verse 2 talks about Jesus being born in Bethlehem, but it also says he will rule my people Israel, and that was never fulfilled. So when the kingdom is restored, Jesus will come and rule his kingdom, won't he?
Yes. Do you remember in the Gospel of Luke, when Gabriel visited Mary, he told her that she would be giving birth to the Messiah, and one of the prophecies that he gave to Mary, the mother of our Lord, is that he would inherit the throne of his father David. Well, Paul, that's never happened, because he first of all had to fulfill all of the suffering servant prophecies. And only when he comes the second time will many of the messianic prophecies be fulfilled of the ruling warrior king, like King David. And so we're waiting to see all of the messianic prophecies finally fulfilled when Jesus returns.
Does Israel have to go through the trials and great tribulation before the kingdom is restored?
Yes, unfortunately, I believe that so. If we rightly divide the word of God, we have to see that the great tribulation is not meant for the church. It's meant to bring Israel to a saving knowledge, finally, of Jesus as Messiah. And all of the Bible prophecies point to this. God said he's going to go away for 2 days. which is Bible code language for 2,000 years. And then they will seek his face in a time of great stress, and they will find him. And it's going to take the times of the Gentiles ending and the great tribulation coming to bring Israel to a saving knowledge of the Lord. Many Christian Zionists do not want to acknowledge that, but if we rightly divide the word of God, we see that the tribulation is not for the church, it's for the nation of Israel. And so if we try to put the church, ironically, into the great tribulation, that is a form of replacement theology, because it's a time meant for all of Israel to be saved.
So at the moment now is the church age, but then God is going to turn his clock. We will be raptured, we will be gone, and then God will then turn his face towards Israel and begin to work on Israel.
Yes, that's the way I see it. And so we're in a transition time. Years ago, during a period of fasting and prayer, I experienced an epic dream. And in the dream, I was standing on Mount Zion, where the Lord later called my husband and myself to found our ministry. And in the dream, I saw angry nations advancing because the Jews were again in possession of Jerusalem and of the Promised Land. And they were so angry, just as they are right now, shaking their fist, saying that Israel must be destroyed. And in the dream, suddenly from heaven, I saw the Shekinah glory of God. And I received a personal call. I heard the Lord say that I must stand with the persecuted people of God when all the nations turn against Israel. And in the dream, I also saw a word sitting on top of a huge pillar. And the word was hegemony. I didn't even know the meaning. So after the dream, I had to look up hegemony in the dictionary. And it's a word that means control or dominion or taking sovereignty over an entire area. And that certainly describes the territorial spirit that covets and that is usurping, trying to usurp the Holy Land at this time. And Israel's enemies are a hegemonic spirit. They covet the land. You know, in Psalm 83, they say, come, let us take the pasture lands of God and let us wipe out Israel so that even the name of Israel will be remembered no more. And Palestinian textbooks, unfortunately, pretend that Israel doesn't exist. But God said to me, and this is the message that I have in my book that I'm trying to get out to the world, that he wants all Bible-believing believers to stand with Israel, not so much with their politics, but just with their right to exist when all of the nations turn against Israel. We don't have to agree with everything that their government says and does, but we have to agree with the word of God that God at this time favors regathering the Jewish people back into the Holy Land. And he expects their half-brothers, the Arabs, to make room for them.
Is the key to restoration for Israel, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord?
Yes, I really believe that. Soon, Israel is going to say, Baruch haba, Beis Shem Adonai. They're going to summon the Lord. And it grieves me. I try to share when I can, in the power of the Holy Spirit, with my Israeli friends, not to accept the coming Antichrist, because we know that a false Messiah is coming and Israel will be temporarily deceived. And we don't know if they're going to be able to rebuild their temple or if up on the Temple Mount they just erect a tent, but they are determined to bring about the sacrificial system again. But the scriptures tell us in the book of Daniel and in the book of Revelation that when the sacrificial system is set up again, the Antichrist will also appear, and he will deceive them. Jesus said, if I come in my name and you have not received me, but another will come in his own name, him you will receive. So unfortunately, Israel is going to go through a period of deception. It's not going to last very long. And then they're going to see that Jesus is the only Messiah who ever could have been. They'll be by then reading the prophecies from the book of Daniel, and they'll be reading more and more the scriptures due to the intense pressure that is coming upon the world at this time, due to the birth pangs of Messiah. And they will see that the prophet Daniel prophesied the exact time, even when Messiah would appear to Israel. And all that happened in the life of Yeshua. You're there in Bethlehem, and only the Messiah can be born in Bethlehem. That's the only place. And they will put up all of these Bible prophecies together and realize that they missed the first time of his coming, but they're not going to miss it the second time. This time they will receive him. And that's such wonderful news. And it's very important that each one of us intercessors is a part of not being politically correct, but being biblically correct, to know that God has committed himself for the long haul to restoring the Jewish people and to bringing about the fulfillment of end time prophecy.
Now Israel is seeing aggression from Iran and its proxies. We're waiting to see whether war, a deeper war in Lebanon, is going to break out. Is this prophesied in the Bible? And do you think we're getting closer to some of these biblical wars that are prophesied?
Yes, indeed. There is an alliance mentioned in Ezekiel chapter 38 that is so current. It's like reading the Bible in the news. And, you know, many people can watch the news and read the news and have an understanding of what's going on to a certain extent. But when we read the Bible, we understand why these things are happening. And in Ezekiel 38, it states that Persia, which is modern-day Iran, will be part of a coalition with enemies from the north, with Russia, with Muslim nations. And they will invade Israel in the last days. But when that happens, God is going to really come to Israel's rescue. And from that day forward, when that war happens, whenever it happens, all of Israel will begin to return to the Father. It doesn't mean that they will know the Son. They won't yet know necessarily the Messiah, but there will be a national revival and they will begin to return to the Father. And then, of course, the prophet Zechariah tells us that the Holy Spirit will be poured out on Jerusalem, and then they will look upon me, it says, whom they have pierced. Then they will have revelation about the Son. And so we're living in momentous days, and I hope that my book somehow captures for everybody what is going on so that we can understand the times and we can pray wisely. I encourage believers to invest time praying for the peace of Jerusalem, because praying for the peace of Jerusalem is part and parcel of the gospel. What happens there in Jerusalem affects the whole moral progress of the world and of nations. And, you know, there could be some people listening to us, Paul, who have been busy and perhaps they're getting older and they think, what have I done for God? Perhaps people are starting to take stock of their lives as they see all of these end-time birth pangs taking place. And the Bible tells us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. And I think that one of the greatest things that we can do to really show God that we love him and we love his purposes is to begin to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because Psalm 122 commands us to do it. But it also shows when we do that, that we understand the heart of God. It amazes me how many pastors in the churches today are not praying for the peace of Jerusalem. They're taking up more or less the cause of Hamas and Hezbollah, and so much anger and hatred is coming against Israel. But if we know the heart of God, we're going to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And so praying for the peace of Jerusalem is like a litmus test, really, of how well you know God and his eternal purposes.
Did you start writing this book before October the 7th and before the war happened?
I did. Yeah, I've been working on it for some time, and I make reference to it, but I'm just so glad that I was able to get it completed. And the day it was actually published was the day that my husband and I went into all of this spiritual warfare over his life. And so it doesn't surprise me, because the message in this book is very vital, I believe, for understanding the times.
Very, very timely, isn't it, with everything that's going on and happening at the moment and the threats to Israel?
Yes. So we're living in days when the times of the Gentiles are winding up, and history definitely is going to have a culmination. And Israel is beginning even now to have some sort of a spiritual awakening. So many miracles are coming out of these wars, and so much preservation is taking place. And it's amazing to see how God is shielding and protecting his people at this time.
We've seen lots of pro-Palestinian protests and anti-Semitism is up. Why should people be standing with Israel at this time?
Well, simply because it's the right thing to do. When you are a believer especially, you have a great debt to the nation of Israel because they gave us the Bible. They were custodians of the Word of God. They gave us the scriptures. They gave us the Savior. Jesus said salvation proceeds from the Jews. And so we have to really rebuke the spirit of anti-Semitism, because it's the spirit of lawlessness that shows how close we are really to the end times.
What is your prayer for Israel?
My prayer for Israel is the same prayer of the Apostle Paul, that they might be saved. Oh, Lord, I just pray that you will protect and encourage your people right now. They're weary. They feel forsaken in many ways. But thank you, Lord, you will show yourself strong. I thank you, Lord, that even when the enemy invades, particularly in the Ezekiel war, you say that you will let the nations know from that day forward that you are God. So we are expecting great miracles for Israel in the future. We're not expecting any sort of defeat, but we're expecting the Lord to rescue and save his people in Yeshua's name.
Remind us the name of the book again and where people can find it. And also let us know about the Jerusalem Channel.
Okay, the book is Lord, Will You Restore the Kingdom to Israel? And you just go to Amazon and put that title in, or put in the name Christine Darg, Books by Christine Darg, because I have other books there as well. And also, you can go to our website, which is JerusalemChannel.tv, where you can see my latest blogs. I have a blog about Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, and all of the atrocities that have befallen Israel on that day. But the prophet Zechariah says that all of those days of calamity, all of the fast days of Israel, will be reversed in the future. And their fast days will be turned into days of feasting and joy. So we have a lot of spiritual warfare ahead of us, but also God is going to turn what Satan has meant for evil to good, not only for Israel, but for everyone who loves the Lord.
Well, Christine, thank you very much for sharing today.
It's always great to talk to you, Paul, and God keep you safe there.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. Pray that God will move by his mighty power in the Holy Land and bring his peace.